443 as we're joined by a relieved coach, Brian Gentry. Congratulations on this win. The first half shooting was ugly as it could get. Second half, both teams started coming alive, but I tell you what, this series has been a battle throughout, with the exception of last year, and tonight was no exception.
No, it wasn't. They're athletic as heck. I mean, and their guards get downhill on you, and reality is, I mean, he is a reality check to your defense, because we're not supposed to give up baseline, and he was just tearing us up on that thing. And so a lot of things that I don't want to have to watch again that I'm going to, but – you know, the bottom line, they kept grinding. I think they had it probably 6-point lead at some point in time. We made some huge threes. I think Dylan gets his first three of the year, yep. And then followed by one from Alex. I mean, just two big buckets to get us back into it. And then, you know, finally we got some post play. You know, Sage getting in early foul trouble was a tough one. But you know, when we ran our stuff, it was pretty successful. Mm-hmm. We just couldn't find our way into it. And, you know, when teams press you and speed you up, I thought the first half was a true sign of what a press does to you mentally more mm-hmm. than it does just, you know, turning the ball over. It speeds you up so much. And then when you get sped up in your head, I mean, you just never shoot the ball effectively. You're a little rattled and just nothing's in a rhythm. So you can kind of attribute that press to speeding us up and then having an 11-10 score at halftime. So that was exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of took you back a few years, huh?
Oh, yeah, I guess. I did when Jackson got the steal. I finally walked fast for the first time in like a week. My foot didn't hurt when he got that steal. So it was, you know, we had talked about that trap about two timeouts prior. Mm-hmm. So I didn't actually think it was still on.
Yeah.
But they apparently decided it was. And then, you know, we had the ball there late with the last chance to score. And, you know, kind of true to form, we got a deflection and they knocked it out of bounds. And then their guard makes a good play. Dylan was supposed to screen so Jackson could come off of it. And playing that zone, you can't really throw a lob in there because they weren't going to move. So we were going to look to hit Jackson on that three. And, again, we get another deflection. But despite all of that, you know, our guys just – they didn't give up. They just kept on grinding. And made the plays that needed to be made for us to come out with a pretty exciting win in the end.
Well, I think the length is probably deceiving of Coronado tonight. I think it gave your team fits there. Just the passing lanes, the normal mm-hmm. pass that they were getting, and part of it too was good help defense by Coronado as well to force those turnovers.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of that is the ball movement got a little bit sticky. I think when we were looking down for Jackson, it was too late. Mm-hmm. You know, when the ball's moving around, the backside defender doesn't have enough time to get there to help. And we were just a little slow. Mm-hmm. And like you said, they close in on lanes, you know, really fast. And you know, they get in the passing lanes and get deflections. And we threw a bunch of passes that they were, you know, that they were able to get their hands on. And then I think we were just hesitant to make the passes that were actually there. And by the time we let them go, they had already closed in and you know, got a deflection or got a steal. So, you know, we needed Jackson to be more assertive. Mm-hmm. You know, the first possession, he misses those two layups, and then the guy kind of pulls the chair on him. So he's a guy that when he's down in the post, he really relies on feeling you. Uh-huh. And that guy kept moving. And so then he just kind of went away from it. And you know, he can't do that, especially in games like this, because we needed him down there because, I mean, we need to get to the line, too. We'd mm-hmm. like to be on the line, you know, late in the fourth quarter. And, you know, it just wasn't happening. But when Sage got back in there, those two executed pretty well. And a lot of focus comes to him. And then we were able to hit some corner threes mm-hmm. that helped out.
Absolutely. And I thought in the final minutes, your team was about as poised as they could be in a tight situation.
Yeah. They believed. You know, that was kind of the huddle talk right there, was just believe in yourself, believe in your teammate, and go out there and make the play that's available. You don't have to do anything flashy. And I think they learned a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. despite, yes, we had turnovers and they were, you know, a lot of them were unforced. But I didn't see as many guys drifting away. Mm-hmm. I thought we were meeting passes, you know, head on and not giving them some lanes late. Mm-hmm. So, I, you know, when it got down the stretch, we played with more poise and we played, you know, on balance and we weren't trying to do things that didn't need to be done. So I'm, you know, extremely proud of them for, you know, kind of buckling down right there and playing with some poise.
Well, a big victory. You get to 3-0, and you have a winning week officially there, and it didn't come easy. But I think you guys needed this test here in the early season, and this is an athletic team. I think that it's going to help pay dividends for you guys as you see teams that really love to press throughout the season.
Yeah, it will. And, you know, that last play that we had, because they had moved to, you know, reality to the top of that trap or their press, and it was going to be a trap. So if they did that, we brought Jackson and Sage up, and you know, because they had the link to see over it, and whoever we threw it to was going to dive to the block. And so as soon as Jackson got it, I think you see what happens next. You know, Sage takes off, and Jackson's down there burying his, you know, getting behind the defense, and Sage made a great play to him, and he finished it for the win. But yeah, they're athletic as heck. Oh, I mean, and yeah. I mean, a lot of their guards are really athletic, and they caused some problems. But yeah, it's definitely something that we're going to get better from.
Well, tomorrow, it's the final day of the Round Ball Classic. You get La Junta, and they lost a tough one tonight there to Garden City. But it's going to have to be, with an emotional win like this, it's going to be probably a lot more mental than anything else.
Yeah, you know, that seems to be the thing that, you know, a lot of people talk about. You get a game like this, and then you have kind of a letdown. I think our guys are too busy tomorrow to have a letdown. They've got a lot of things that they apparently have planned. yeah, La Junta is a, you know, they played Coronado the other night, and it was like a four-point game late in the third, and then Coronado blew it open. They played 1-3-1 the entire game. So we got to be ready for that. But at the same time, you know, if we run our 1-3-1 zone action, that will involve Jackson posting up or Sage posting up a lot. Mm-hmm. And we've got to be able to take advantage of that and get it to him early and often. I thought early in this game tonight we settled for too many threes. I think we were 1-8 mm-hmm. at half and 4-10 from two-point range. So just not the shot selection that it was last night. So we got to be a little bit smarter and better. But these guys will bounce back. Oh, They'll be ready to go. You know, it was a cool atmosphere in here. It got pretty loud. And luckily, we came out on top.
Yeah, and you had that student section right behind you in your ear, too, you know.
I haven't realized it, you know, the few games. And then last year, I didn't really pay attention to them. But they were kind of on top of me tonight.
Well, maybe they'll get that buffer zone for you tomorrow.
You just pull the chairs out a little farther.
There you go. Congratulations on the win, an emotional win for you guys. And we'll do it again one more time, looking for a 3-0 weekend.
All right, thanks, Adam.